One would think that the ideal personification of Christmas for a Christian country would be Jesus, but it appears that something of the old pagan spirit still remained in the Englishmen of the time. It's no secret at this point that Father Christmas, or Santa Claus, or whatever you want to call him, is not a particularly Christian figure. In fact, his whole inclusion into the celebration of the winter solstice is rather odd, if we take the idea of Christmas being a solely Christian festival. At the same time as we talk about the King of the Jews riding a donkey through a Middle Eastern desert, with some Persians coming to Judea to give him some exotic Eastern spices, and a festival of misery involving the supposed mass culling of young children, we also have a giant white man dressed in long robes flying around the world from his home in the North Pole with magic reindeer and a flying sleigh coming to give out joyous gifts and leave them underneath a pine tree. These two ideas are blatantly contradictory, and yet we've somehow come to see them both as existing side by side and see absolutely nothing strange or tonally wrong with these two diametrically opposed festivals. Having these two simultaneous ideas of what the winter solstice festivities are really all about is rather characteristic of the modern psyche of Europeans, who have tried to adapt their own ancient traditions to suit the encroachment of foreign ideas. In this most sacred and most Indo-European festival of the winter solstice, however, it seems that more of the pagan customs survived even to this day, not just survived, but thrived, kept alive and celebrated in the hearts of Europeans everywhere who are celebrating and expressing their joy at the rebirth of the sun. Returning to Father Christmas, it's hardly worth mentioning at this point the true identity of this magical figure, as it isn't a particularly well-kept secret. It's thought by many, obviously including us, that Father Christmas is in fact Odin. We could spend a long time explaining this, but I feel it's so well known that it's barely even worth discussing. The idea of Saint Nicholas putting coins in the shoes of children, becoming a tall, bearded man with legions of elves, magic steeds and a great white beard, putting presents underneath a pine tree in the winter is just absurd. This, like almost all Christian festivals, or at least the fun ones that people actually enjoy, is a deliberate covering up of the origins of certain traditions that were still being celebrated, even after people had forgotten exactly why they were celebrating them. A group called the Ermenfolk Odinist Community have written an excellent piece about this, and I couldn't sum up the point any better than them, without simply just reading out their article. So we'll put a link to it in our further reading section, which you'll be able to find on our Nordisk Radio page. One of the many names of Odin is Yulvater, or Yule Father. In referring to Santa Claus or Father Christmas as Yule Father wouldn't exactly be a complicated thing to implement. It's all about finding little ways to reconnect yourself and your family with the spirit and ideas of the festival as it has always historically been. To reconnect with these ancient traditions and to fully understand why you're doing it will bring us closer to our ancestors in this time of rebirth.